And welcome, friends, to July 27th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. 1981. Adam Walsh is kidnapped from a department store. This six-year-old boy was with his mother at the time, and she left him alone for only a couple minutes to watch some older kids play some video games. We all do it. But that was the last time the boy's parents saw Adam alive. Serial killer Otis Toole was finally named as the killer, and he confessed, and believe me, he messed with the wrong kid. His father, John Walsh, became a passionate criminal investigator as well as human and victims' rights advocate, and developed the show America's Most Wanted in 1988. America's Most Wanted was the longest crime reality show ever to air on the Fox network, and is responsible for the capture of over 1,000 of America's nastiest thugs, like a boss! The show finally canceled after an amazing 15-year run, but John's not done yet. His latest show, The Hunt with John Walsh, which basically is the same thing as America's Most Wanted, airs on CNN these days. John Walsh has had a couple other shows as well. In the early 1990s, he would appear on Fox Kids on Saturday morning on a segment called Totally for Kids, where he would go over scenarios with child actors, ranging from how to deal with strangers at your door when your parents aren't home, the problems with sugar rush, and how to call 911. John Walsh did run into some controversy in 2006 when he suggested jokingly that explosives should be planted into the anuses of sex offenders. And frankly, I can't think of a better way to handle a scumbag, but many don't agree and think that's a bit harsh. Besides, John was joking. He meant to say GPS trackers instead of explosives. 1988, we lose another great American. Frank Zamboni, born 1901, passed away. He gave us the modern ice resurfer, you know, for ice hockey rinks and so forth. He did that because he was in the refrigerator business, and in the old days, making ice blocks was a big pain. The ice needed to be shaved, washed, and squeegeed for smoothness. I mean, who's got time for that? We're Americans, and we don't like to do things manually if we don't have to, right? Why would we? Good job, Frank, and thank you. 1927, happy birthday, Alan Breed, born 7/27/1927 in Chicago. He invented the airbag for automobiles. And finally, 1940.
What's cooking, Doc?
Tex Averty penciled the first Bugs Bunny, and he debuted in Wild Hair on July 27th, 1940.
What's this? A letter for me.
Bugs Bunny, still more popular than Donald Duck. Sorry, Donald, but numbers are numbers. Was born in New York, but we've seen him travel to Albuquerque, the Himalayas, and Antarctica.
First class, you know. I never travel with common bundles.
In 1997, Bugs Bunny was the most popular U.S. postage stamp for collection purposes, beating out Mickey Mouse.
This you gotta see to believe.
Bugs, by the way, was also an honorary Marine Master Sergeant in World War II, but Donald Duck did go up against Adolf Hitler one time.
That doesn't.
Bugs is one of the rare animated characters to have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Bugs Bunny is the ninth most portrayed film personality in the world.
Oh boy, what a hangover.
In 2002, TV Guide called him the number one cartoon character of all time. I mean, what rabbit would walk up to a rabbit hunter, chew on a carrot, and sarcastically say,
"What's up, Doc?"
I guess only Bugs Bunny. And that's it for July 27th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Thanks for listening.